Wow. Now that's a great song.
Yeah, very good band. Ryan Tedder, great songwriter, great musician.
All right, folks, we're here with, Nick Smith, and I'm Kevin Burhaney. We're here in place of Brian, and he'll be back on Monday. One of my favorite families in town is the Dawson families for a variety of reasons. But, you know, Jerry Dawson, you were always kind of the quiet one in the family. And, and you know, Pat, everybody knew from Miles Chevrolet, and he was so visible. He was kind of, you know, he and Tuna were synonymous in personalities. They were just so big. The McElroys and the Dawsons, the big Irish families in town. I always loved being around you guys. And then, you know, your brother Mike's pretty quiet, but very successful in his own right. But I knew you when you were a deputy and when you were pushed into running for sheriff. You didn't even want to do that. So Jerry Dawson, who served as sheriff in the sheriff's office for more than 30 years, he retired in 2008 as sheriff, and then Sheriff Dawson served as adjunct instructor of criminal justice at the Technical Area Academy and at Richland Community College. In addition to the 8 years that he served as city councilman. And I think there are a lot of people out there, Jerry, that know you the way I know you, know how solid you are, how solid you are. And they just saw you as a leader in the community, where I don't think you ever considered yourself a leader in the community, but you always allowed people to push you into the next position. And then you never disappointed. You were a great sheriff. I imagine you had to be a great teacher. But I know you were a great city councilman. And so congratulations for getting this unbelievable honor. $2.3 million has been given by the Howard Buffett Foundation to launch the Jerry J. Dawson Civic Leadership Institute at District 61. How cool is that?
Well, first of all, thank you very much. Those are very kind words. But it was an honor. When Howard called me, I just told him I'm a little uncomfortable, you know, having my name on something. But it was an honor, and I was really taken back just to be thought of for a position like that. But, I mean, I guess when you get right down to it is I always just wanted to do my job and do the best I could. And especially police work, you don't get in there for accolades or, you know, to get your name on anything. You just really want to help the community.
And, you know, Nick, I remember if it was just yesterday, I'm standing at the bleachers at St. Teresa football game on a Friday night, and Jerry walks up to me with a clipboard and said, "Hey, Kevin, I'm sorry to bother you, but would you mind signing this petition? Because I'm going to be running for sheriff." And yeah, you got to get so many names on a petition when you're running for elected offices. And you felt so sheepish about asking for anyone to sign your petition. You don't like asking people for anything.
No, and it was even worse when you had to have a fundraiser. Because I don't like asking people for money. And, you know, I never really wanted to be the sheriff, but my good friend Roger Walker was a great sheriff, and I was his exec officer. And when he got tabbed to run the prison system, it was, you know, because the Democratic Party wanted to bring an outsider in. And I just felt, well, you know, I've been here 25 years. Do I let somebody that really isn't familiar with the department come in and we'll see how it or just throw my hat in the ring? So I reluctantly threw my hat in the ring, mainly for my love of the department, not for anything that I personally wanted. I was very happy as a captain.
Yeah, take us back to the early days when you first became a deputy. How did you evolve to captain and then sheriff?
Yeah, I was down at SIU in Carbondale, and 2 weeks before my senior year, I went through the process. You know how you live like a pauper when you're in college, so you always really want to.
But you don't even know you're living like a pauper.
No.
Until you get out of it, you say, how did I survive?
But, you know, you want a car, and you want a nice apartment, you want all these things, so I took the testing over the summer, and 2 weeks before my senior year was to start, they hired me. So started as a deputy. Back then, you didn't have a lot of correctional officers, but the deputies had to work the jail, and this is the old jail on top of the courthouse. And I did that for about a year, and then I was on patrol for about another 4 years, and then I was a detective for 5 years, and then I was a sergeant for, I believe, 11. And then,
which one of those roles did you like the best?
Detective was probably the most gratifying because, you know, you were given a case and you might not have any leads or poor leads, and you work it and you work it. Now, the bad thing is no one's going to do it for you when you go home at the end of the day. Like on patrol, you take what comes at you for 8 hours, and then hopefully you go home at the end of the day. With a detective, it's waiting for you the next day.
Back then, I think Mike Beck was a detective, too.
Yeah, I worked a lot of cases with Mike Beck.
That's my question. Back then, was it the Slover case?
I wasn't on that task force. I was already a lieutenant. By that time, I was promoted to lieutenant, and I was in the jail. But
that was a big deal.
He was, I mean, we had a task force with a lot of different departments working that case.
And that was one that he really was vested in.
Mike Beck was a great detective. I really miss him in the area.
Well, you know, he's enjoying himself, I think, in Arizona, right?
Yeah.
So I don't have a lot of sympathy for him, but he was a great guy. Well, it's time for a Marquee coffee break. We'll be back with Jerry after this. But Marquee is the fresh roasting coffee that's been here in Decatur for 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the special drink of choice for the discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic's in the beans.
Decatur's favorite place to buy a car is also your place for a great deal. You know who I'm talking about. It's Bob Brady.
The Bob Brady Auto Mall and Bob Brady Cadillac Buick GMC.
Two great dealerships right there on I-72. The Bob Brady Auto Mall at exit 144 and Bob Brady Cadillac Buick GMC at exit 141 in Forsyth. Whether you're looking for a car, truck, van, SUV, or work vehicle, Brady's got you covered.
At the Auto Mall.
The Bob Brady Auto Mall at exit 144 is home to Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram trucks, Honda, Hyundai, Mitsubishi, and the incredible lineup of Ram commercial work vehicles.
In Forsyth.
Don't miss Bob Brady in Forsyth for Cadillac, Buick, and GMC. Just off I-72 at exit 141, home of the Charlie deal. Hard to finance? No problem. Brady will work to find you the right creditor when others might not even look. For more than 30 years, Decatur's first choice for new and pre-owned is Bob Brady, I-72 at exit 141 and 144. At Bob Brady, we're deal.
Wow, fluffy egg, melty cheese, bacon, all in a buttermilk biscuit.
Hey, sweetie, thanks for blowing the leaves off the deck, but you're so into your McDonald's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, you blew a hole through our screen.
Whoops.
Oh, letting out the dog. And letting in the squirrels.
Enjoy a sizzling sausage biscuit and hash browns for only $1.50 and pair it with a $1 any size soft drink. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Welcome back to Byers & Company. Hey, you know, the Beach Boys were here in Decatur now probably 10 years ago, the Mike Love Beach Boy part.
Yeah.
And that was, God, they were fun. So we're talking to Jerry Dawson. He's won the Civic Leadership Award. The DPS is going to get, or has gotten, $2.3 million from the Buffett Foundation, thanks to Howard Buffett and the Buffett Foundation. And, boy, there's so many directions I could go with you here, Jerry.
Well, Kevin, you know, for you guys, real quick, and those listening, this the model for these academies was kind of set with the Ag Academy. The Duane Andreas Ag Academy started off with, you know, 100 and some kids and went up in the 200s. And I mean, we're going to be soaring into the 500s. I mean, this opportunity for kids in the Ag Academy in particular to take classwork in our public high schools to then, you know, transition it into Richland, transition it to the ACES program, the U of I, and gainfully find employment you know, anything, the slogan that we had used was from welding to Wall Street, you know, at the ag world touches so many. And we've seen a huge amount of success in our community with this program, being one of the largest FFA chapters, one of the most diverse, you know, the farm being built out at Enterprise that are giving kids the opportunity to, you know, learn the business side of it with, you know, with a produce stand coming and the ability to raise these animals and to get involved in petitioning the city to allow the rezoning, to allow, you know, certain animals and stuff. It's been a blessing and an eye opener. And this civic leaders program is kind of cast from the same mold, and it's so wide encompassing from, you know, first responders to, you know, people that will work on, you know, many of the career fields that Jerry's had, from law enforcement to investigative to, you know, government and all of that. And it gives a huge opportunity for these kids that's not readily accessible everywhere. And the pillars of this and why Jerry, I'm sure Howard had several reasons why he would pick Jerry. But if you listen to Jerry's own words that he even said this morning, you know, he didn't get into it for all of the personal stuff. It's he sacrificed or made a commitment to his community with selflessly. And that's exactly what being a civic leader and advocate for your community is, and exactly why his name should be atop this program, because not only did he serve for decades, he double dipped. He kept going for more. And Jerry, a lot of people, including Howard G. Buffett, obviously, appreciate all the work that you've done, and that selflessness and that commitment to our community is exactly why you're more than deserving for this honor.
Well, thank you very much.
You know, you're in good company. I mean, yeah. when you think about it, I mean, Tom Schneider's got the academy named after him. Larry Cunningham has the Salvation Army building named after him. Devin Buffett had the amphitheater named after her. Dwayne Andreas at the Ag Academy. Howard picks his names and his people very carefully. For him to pick you to be the namesake of this is quite an honor.
And I got to know Dwayne Andreas as working security for him. And
did you?
I had a lot of respect for that man.
He was a cool guy, right?
Yeah, he was. And
you talk know, about a fireball.
Yeah, we were just the guards. You know, they would hire off-duty city and county officers, but always treated you with plenty of respect. And
he's probably all of 5'7", and he carried himself like he was 6'7".
Yeah, he was good to work for. I really enjoyed the time that I did that.
Well, as a police officer, and I don't know, maybe it's because I'm Irish, but I've got this warm spot in my heart for cops. And one morning that I was sub-hosting here for Brian, I did a whole show on law enforcement, and it was fun. And we had Sheriff Brown, and we also had Sheriff Schneider here, and we had Chief Getz here. But one of the coolest guests of them all was a young guy named Mason Flanagan, who just the upcoming Sunday was going into the new academy. For 3 years, he had been turned down because he was too young, become a Decatur police officer. But he wanted it in the worst way. Became an auxiliary cop for those 3 years. And the chief said, you know, we're really excited about getting him. I really like his determination. But he was just too young. He's ready now. He's in there. And, God, to see a young guy like that wanting to be a cop so bad, was that what it was like for you?
Well, I've always known, I mean, even when I was a little kid, that I wanted, you know, my grandfather was a Sterling cop for a few years. And
a Sterling cop?
Sterling, Illinois.
Okay.
Yeah, during the Depression. And even on my mother's side, the Vanockens from Peoria.
Oh, yeah. Pete Vanocken, famous Pete Vanocken.
Yeah, Frank Vanocken was a city marshal way back in the day. So he would, my great-great-grandfather in Peoria. So there's a little history there. But just call it a calling, but it was just something I always wanted to do. But you got to get in it for the right reasons, because And fortunately, we police ourselves, and we'll weed out a bad apple before we even get them on, you know, through psychological testing. But for the most part, the men and women you work with, all they want to do is help the community.
Yeah, know? Mason said that psychological testing was tough.
Yeah, and in my day it was the old MMPI from psychological, which was like 500 questions, and about 200 of them they asked you a second time to see if you were trying to...
Consistent.
Yeah, but it's tough, and it's so much tougher today than when I got into it. It was kind of by the seat of your pants. I started in 1977, and what these guys got to go through today, it's just unbelievable.
But, they get some great... Greek people, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, if you just like you mentioned this Mason Flanagan, he obviously, that's his calling. And if you really don't have that drive, that internal drive, you're going to get burned out in 2-3 years, and then you're going to want to go do something else. But the ones that really strive to be a good cop, you know, like me, I ended up with 31 years, but it was just something I always wanted to do. Now, you know, you can talk to a lot of my friends, and, yeah, I complained a lot, you know. But I think the reason, you know, when I was at St. Teresa, I was in the bottom of my class. But I think the reason I succeeded in the sheriff's department was just attitude. They'd give me a detail that just you wouldn't want to take, and I wouldn't complain. I'd say 10-4. And then, you know, so the sergeants would, you know, appreciate that because, you know, they're not having to take a bunch of guff because you had a real crummy detail. So, you know, attitude is a lot of it, and I think that's why I, you know, moved up
the ranks. Well, I see you as an action guy, and I, you know, there's, you need the brainiacs, you need the book people, but you also need the driven, ambitious, run-through-the-wall kind of people. And I think that's kind of what you probably were like in high school, so you're a heck of a football player.
Well, thank you. You can't be afraid to, you know, start digging and getting involved. But you still have to treat people with respect as you're doing that. But, the ones that, you know, this is going to be a lot of work or I don't want to have to do a big, long report, you know, they're the ones that end up not being successful. So you got to take the good with the bad.
Okay, we're going to take one more break. When we come back, Jerry, I want to ask you about your city councilman years. Right now, I feel sorry for the mayor. I feel sorry for city council men and women who are taking so much abuse over this marijuana issue. And I want to get your take on that when we come back.
Okay.
All right.
Here's a look at your WSOY 3-day weather forecast. Today we've got a chance of rain and snow, as well as we'll have some fog. It will be otherwise cloudy with a high near 38. For Saturday, we've got a chance of rain and snow. It'll be cloudy with a high of 34. And for Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high near 36. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 35 degrees, and your WSOY time is 6:52.
A decade, Central Illinois Vision Center has provided exceptional care, resulting in the best quality outcomes for their patients, and they are currently accepting new patients. Their no-shot, no-stitch cataract surgery will correct all of your distance, reading, and astigmatism issues. Visit their office at 2442 Illinois 121 by the fairgrounds, or call 233-3101.
Now through April, Decatur area high school seniors will be highlighted with the Hickory Point Bank and Trust Merit Scholars Program, recognizing the area's best and brightest students. The following students from Eisenhower High School have been selected for their academic success and excellence. Samantha McVeigh, Kayla Stukens, Angela De Leon, Londarius Hayes. One overall winner will be named Hickory Point Bank Merit Scholar of the Year and receive a $5,000 scholarship. Visit hickorypointbank.com for more information.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
For the 10th year, the best high school football players in the NowDecatur.com coverage area will converge under one roof and be honored for another fantastic season and another incredible Real Men Were Peak campaign with HSHS St. Mary's Hospital. Will it be another night to shine for state runner-up Central A&M? Will a couple Bulldogs, Trojans, Braves, Generals, or more butt in to swipe away a few of the Maverick marketing trophies? Entry is completely free for everyone, and all are invited this Sunday. Doors open at 5:30 with the banquet rolling around 6 at LSA High School on East Mound.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Welcome back to Byers & Company. Really appreciate you joining us, especially while Brian's gone, because it's such a probably different kind of listen for y'all. But we try to make it interesting, and I know I am this half hour, because I got Jerry Dawson here. He's one of the used to be one of the most unsung heroes of this community, but he's being sung now. Because he won, he didn't win, he received, he was just given the Jerry J. Dawson Civic Leadership Award by District 61 and Howard Buffett. And congratulations on that, Jerry, and thanks for being here. You know, I know you personally, and I just know how strong a guy you are. And I think being a police officer for all those years really toughens your skin.
How to deflect things, deal with it, don't take it home, that type of thing. So,
but you know what? Most people who run for an office, let's just say city council, for the first time, do it, I think, mostly for all the right reasons. And they have no idea sometimes what they're in for. And right now, the city councilmen and women and the mayor are getting a boatload of criticism from those who want a dispensary of marijuana here in this town. Boy, it's one thing for wanting it, and you're certainly entitled to your opinion, but it's the way you give your opinion, and there's some personal attacks going on here that I think is going to keep people from wanting to be a city councilman or woman.
Yeah, I mean, it's bad enough because you're in a fishbowl when you do run for office, but then when you take guff from these idiots that come up there and they're making a personal attack. I mean, the guy with the camera, and he made a comment about Pat McDaniel's aftershave. I mean, it's just completely uncalled for.
Oh, it got a lot worse than that on Facebook. I don't know why they even read the Facebook or Instagram.
Well, I mean, as a cop, you know, people are yelling at you all the time. You're used to it, so you don't let it bother you. But, yeah, for a citizen that, you know, they do it for the right reasons. They want to help City Decatur, and so they serve on there. And then the treatment they get, it's criminal.
And off, you know, I think the world of Julie. I think Chuck Kuehl is one of the finest individuals in this community. Pat McDaniel has been dedicated to being a public servant for his whole adult life. And Lisa Gregory has done nothing but try to do the right things.
And none of those people ran to enhance their resume. They did it for the right reasons. That, you know, they don't have egos. They just wanted to do what's good for the city of Decatur. And then, you know you're not going to get thanks, or at least you do.
Well, that's what I think we should ask people to do. When you run into these folks, let them know you support them. Pat them on the back. They're taking a lot of heat. And I think they're even a little nervous for their safety right now.
You know, Dave Wilhauer, an old retired cat guy, he would always call me or send me a text when we'd have a real controversial vote. And I just always appreciated that. And he's a silent majority. Most of them
exactly.
Don't call you.
Exactly. You wondered how we were going to get through this half hour. Well, we're done. We haven't even scratched the surface yet, buddy.
Well, I appreciate it.
Congratulations. Thanks for coming. I know this is not one of your favorite things to do, but thanks for being here.
All right. My pleasure.
Jerry Dawson.